Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. There's been over 400 cases of the flu recorded across the Darling Downs so far this season, 12,000 across the state. Of those cases, there's been 24 deaths. A man who allegedly spread end-of-day ideologies with the three Australians responsible for the Weambilla shootings has been offered a plea deal in the States. Donald Day Jr. was arrested in December, a year after two police officers and a bystander were killed by Nathaniel, Gareth and Stacey Train. Well, a new report has confirmed what we've long thought, that the severity and frequency of natural disasters will get worse across the southwest. The Australian Actuaries Climate Index shows a continuing trend of unusually high overnight lows, strong winds and heavy rainfall like the region saw during April's deluge. Spokesperson Raid Muselin says if lows remain high in winter, insects and pathogens won't be killed off as they should.
And that may have an impact in the future on things like the ability of pests, insects and diseases to spread.
State schools across the Darling Downs are currently enduring a shortfall of $6 billion in annual funding, according to an education expert. UniSQ curriculum professor Stuart Riddle says the schooling resource standard is not being met by either levels of government, adding he'd like to see both agree to pay an equal share of the funding to alleviate the gap.
The federal government, they're willing to pay half that gap if the states and territories pay the rest. But the states and territories want the federal government to pay more.
To sport, the Toowoomba Valleys are preparing to take on the Warwick Cowboys in round 6 of the TRL competition this weekend.